Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Reginald Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning on Circles of Prosperity. Good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm excited. I am so excited. This book is really amazing, and we're getting ready to dig in this morning, so I just can't wait.
It is fun. Yesterday's lesson was phenomenal. It really was. It brings us back to who we are and our purpose in relationships and in the world, relationships to each other and to the world.
Right. Absolutely. And what we're going to cover today is really exciting because yesterday he gave us the huge overview of the things that he wants to touch upon and where he wants to take us and how he wants us to shift in our consciousness about relationships. But today he really starts breaking it down for us. He's going to break down what relationships have been and what they are becoming. So it's going to be fun. Why don't you take us into our morning prayer so we can get started?
Heavenly Father, and Mother God and Goddess, we awaken this morning to bliss and joy with the excitement of a brand new day under a brand new sky with brand new opportunities, leaving yesterday behind, seeing that relationships are important, how we relate to ourselves, to our partners and friends and family, and to the world. We thank you for the opportunity to do so. We thank you for divine health, divine wealth, and that you expand our territory in our businesses, in our understanding of love, in our prosperity, and let ego stay behind. As Jesus said, it is not us who doeth the work, but the Father within me. Let us glorify you all the time and not get so inflated that we forget. We are divine beings, came into this world from a place of love. Let us grow in love always and never forget wisdom and understanding. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. So here's what he says in the very beginning. He says that there is a new type, and when I say he, I'm referring to the author, Gary Zukav. He says that a new type of relationship is emerging in the human experience. It is replacing all other forms of relationship. And this is good news, because previous types of relationships were designed for a human species that is dying. A new human species is being born, and we are part of it. It has its own requirements for relationships, its own values, and its own goals. Its potential is greater than the potential of the species that is disappearing. And its ability to contribute constructively to the human experience is far greater. Millions of individuals are part of this new species, and millions more are becoming part of it. It expands daily because babies with new capabilities are born daily, and also because millions of individuals are becoming aware of these same capabilities within themselves. And you are one of those individuals. Or you would not be tuned in to Circles of Prosperity, or you would not be drawn to this book. Spiritual would be a concept to you, or a religion, or a belief system. You would think of spirituality in religious, poetic, or philosophical terms, or imagine it in terms of heavens, or ascending to higher levels of experience, or being condemned to lower levels of experience. You would put a cross or a statue of Buddha or an image of Krishna, a crystal or a painting or of radiant inspiration on your altar or your mantle. You would recite mantras or prayers and chant or sing hymns and take comfort in the companionship of colleagues who have discovered the same truth as you. But the new type of human relationships separates spiritual and religious. Because spirituality is not a matter of confronting or conforming to a tradition, or complying with commandments, or implementing instructions, or accepting the authority of others. It also does not have to do with buildings, or ways of dressing, or scriptures, and holy writings, although it does have to do with appreciating the holy in everything, and striving to live accordingly. Spirituality does not have to do with judgment of others or yourself, but with discovering within yourself and transforming within yourself the interior causes of your painful experiences and your destructive behaviors, and discovering within yourself and cultivating within yourself the interior causes of your joyful experiences and your constructive behaviors. What I note here is that is the key word here for me is within. And it brings me back to Jesus telling us what? The kingdom of heaven is within. And it also emphasizes what he mentioned, Gary Zukav mentioned yesterday in the opening, where he is contrasting the external pursuit of power, which is the old paradigm for survival and obtaining power. It's external. And he's moving us now to focus where? Within. So discovering what makes me joyful, what makes me happy, that's within. What's giving me pain? What causes anger and resentment and jealousy? That's within. And that's where this shift is happening now. We're no longer what victims, are we? If you're looking at things, blaming people outside of you for your experience, you become victim. And now he's saying you need to discover for yourself what's making you unhappy, what's causing pain. Let's move on. So the new type of relationship, and the new understanding of spirituality and the new human species are there being born together and are designed for one another. The distinction between spirituality and religion is not apparent to the old human being, but it is becoming obvious to millions of individuals. And nevertheless, there's some confusion that remains, not only because the transformation from this old humanity to the new humanity is in progress and not yet complete, but also because many people are religious, but they're also spiritual. And it's the other way around, because many people who are spiritual are also religious. I'm sure those people exist right now on this call or in our chat room. So this is a time of great transition when the old is falling away and the new is emerging. And for several generations, the two will overlap as the influences of the humanity, the old humanity, and its values and its goals wane, and the influences of the new humanity with its different values and goals will increase. And here's the bottom line. You cannot stop these transitions, this transformation. So your attachments to the old humanity and its goals and have no usefulness and can create only painful experiences and consequences. And, you know, when we studied oneness, oneness says as you elevate in your consciousness and you reach those higher frequencies, that higher vibration, the denser vibration, which is the lower vibration, becomes more dramatic in your experiences. It's almost as if the universe says, okay, for me to get these people to shift, they have to experience extreme pain. So the longer you hold on, what Zhukov is saying is really the principles of the laws of the universe about transformation. The longer that you hold on to the way things used to be, the more painful it will be for you, the more difficult it will be for you. So you people who are looking, you know, we have a whole group of people that women, and I'm going to talk from a woman's perspective because I'm a woman. But anyway, we were raised with this Cinderella complex where there's going to be this knight in shining armor that will rescue us and take care of us. And isn't that an interesting image? Because what is that about? Survival, is it not? And so we keep looking for that type of relationship. But what Gary Zhukov is saying is that's not going to work for you anymore. And as I've mentioned to you previously, 70% of marriages end in divorce because they're all based on this old paradigm. And it's painful. There's a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, and people are afraid to get into relationships now. If you notice, young people, they hang out in groups, in packs, I call them. They go to prom in packs. When I was growing up, going to prom, I was excited to have a date. It was just me and my date. I would meet people at prom, but the pickup and the, you know, parents taking your pictures, no, now it's a group thing. You don't know who's with who. It's not even important who's with who. They're doing it as a pack. So we don't want to hold on to this old paradigm. We want to move forward. Here's what he says. How anguishing would it be to grieve the rising of the sun each morning or the tide coming in or going out? You can't change it, so why would you regret it? What could that accomplish other than personal misery? The biggest occurrence in human history outside of the origin of humanity is underway, and we are part of it, whether we accept it or reject it, welcome it or push it away, embrace it or resist it. A new human relationship dynamic is integral to that occurrence, and therefore we can also accept or reject it, welcome or spurn it, but we cannot ignore it without consequences. Relationships are the most difficult human endeavors. And now that nature of human relationships is changing, and they are becoming even more difficult for those who ignore the change. So he goes on to talk about the different types of relationships, and he says that all of these relationships have shared goals. For instance, business relationships are different from romantic relationships, which are different from relationships between classmates and relationships between neighbors and relationships between parents and children. The relationship between you and your mechanic is different from the relationship between your physician and his office manager. Although that relationship is more like your relationship with your accountant or mechanic. So property owners have relationship with renters, employees have relationships with coworkers and employers, and teachers have relationships with students. The individuals within these relationships work to accomplish a shared goal. The relationships allow the individuals involved to accomplish goals that they could not accomplish by themselves. So he gives an example. Election campaigns and corporations and barn raisings, all products of this type of relationship. In other words, you know, there, people come together to create, to meet a goal, to build a barn, to get a party elect, to get a person elected into office. Some relationships are so impersonal that the connection between individuals within them is irrelevant, such as the relationship between a policeman directing traffic and the drivers he directs. But yet the participants together create what none can accomplish alone, which is a smooth flow of traffic. So the connection between individuals becomes much more important in other types of relationships, such as your relationships with your in-laws, although those relationships may or may not be intimate or substantive. But the goal of raising a healthy family or living together in mutually supportive ways requires much more focus on the connection between the individuals involved. Because if that connection is missing or superficial, then the goal cannot be attained. Relationships in which partners focus on creating positive connections between themselves as well as on accomplishing their shared goal are the most challenging. So the function of all old type relationships, from those in which the connection between the participants is negligible to those in which the connection is central, but the whole function is to manipulate and control circumstances, including other people, to attain the goal that the participants share. In other words, to change the what? The external world. And he gives an example, like to elect a mayor, or to organize a movement, or to build a business. It's external, and it's about manipulation and control. And this type of relationship enables partners to buy a house together or to have children or to raise a family or to keep each other from loneliness or to satisfy their emotional, psychological, physical, or sexual needs with each other. Their shared goal is always the reason for their relationship. And when the goal is accomplished, or if they fail to accomplish it, then the relationship breaks apart. So a business fails and the partners go their separate ways, or it succeeds and they sell the business and go their separate ways. A marriage partner realizes that her spouse cannot or is not willing to satisfy her psychological, physical, emotional, or sexual needs and divorces. Any transition that makes an individual different in belief or appearance or that creates a difference of values or goals will end an old type relationship. Because what? The shared goal that underlies it is no longer there. How many of you right now are rolling back that tape as you're hearing this and thinking about your past relationships and going, wow, now I understand why it ended? I mean, you bring that into focus and hold it there. Your shared goal has not been met. And this is what he says about shared goals. Without the shared goal, the relationship ceases to have meaning. Mutual attraction among the participants diminishes, and the relationship disintegrates or is replaced with others that are more relevant. Whatever the goal is, it determines who will be attractive as a potential partner and who will not, who will be welcome and who will be pushed away. For example, individuals who, if the shared goal is acceptance, individuals who do not speak or dress or act or believe in the way that the relationship requires are not eligible for membership. Now, let's break that down. What is that when we do that? Judgment. What's the first lesson from the Way of the Wizard? Release the judgment. What's the lesson from oneness? Release the judgment. Judgment is resistance. I'm just bringing this into your memory right now. An individual who wants a partner to support a future family will not consider someone who is unemployable or refuses to work. The director of a play will not consider individuals who cannot act. A business owner who needs a marketing director will not consider individuals who do not have the ability or the aptitude, and so on. But these are judgments. The shared goal determines the participants of the relationship, and those participants are replaceable. So one carpenter can be replaced with another, or one campaign manager can be placed with another, one volunteer can be replaced with another, and as many individuals have discovered, one spouse can be replaced with another. Our most intimate relationship, we easily can discard the spouse and replace it with another. Now, because I've interjected so much here, I want to bring you back to his core premise, and that is, this is the old way of relationships, the old dynamics in relationships. Okay, so relationships of this type are familiar because we see them everywhere and we experience them continually. They served the survival of the human species that is dying out. But they cannot support us now. Why? Because we are the new species, and we have perceptions and values that are very different from those of the old species. Because more and more of us are experiencing the new perceptions and values of the new human species, we begin to see ourselves and one another differently, our world differently, and the purpose of our lives differently. Our reason for being together changes, and therefore the type of relationship that we create with one another changes. Old type relationships are the means by which our species has survived and expanded to cover the earth. However, they prevent spiritual growth. And this is significant because we now evolve by growing spiritually. spiritual growth is as necessary for us as sunshine is for a plant. We seek partners with whom we can grow spiritually rather than with whom we can accomplish common goals. We long for more. And as we strive for fulfillment, we are redefining spirituality. We're redefining relationships. And guess what? We are evolving. So the old humanity, evolution through survival, relationships designed to change circumstances, and religions are woven in the same fabric. They emerge together, and they're being replaced together by another fabric through which is woven the new humanity, evolution through spiritual growth, relationships designed for spiritual growth, and spirituality. You know, there's a study. I need to look it up so I can send you guys the link. It was an article in Time magazine. And what was interesting in that article, they did a survey on who was Catholic, you know, people who claimed to that they were Catholic or Baptist or whatever. And what was very interesting was the growth in the number of people who said that they were spiritual. They didn't have a particular religion. And that's a significant number. For many years, Dr. Reggie and I put on an event called Wild Fest, the Walk on Water. I forgot what it was called now. The Walk on Water Empowerment and Enlightenment Festival. And in our marketing research, there is a whole group of people that are called the cultural creatives. And these are people that are interested in the planet, going green. But more importantly, they're interested in their spiritual development. And that number is growing. And many of you that are on Circles of Prosperity and tuning in today, you are part of that group. You consider yourself more spiritual than religious. Or if you're in between, you're still seeking because there's something within you that says there's more. You want to be empowered. So let's move on. It's just the numbers are supporting what he's saying here. Spirituality has to do with the soul. And it requires alignment with the most noble impulses of the human experience. And what are those? Write this down. Harmony, cooperation, sharing, and a reverence for life. This goal cannot be brought into being for one person by another, or even by collective others. The spiritual development of an individual is not a barn raising made possible by helpful neighbors. Each individual is responsible for his or her own spiritual growth. I tell you guys all the time, I cannot do the work for you. You have to have the courage to practice the principles that we're teaching you. This is your journey. I can walk beside you, but ultimately it is your journey. Spirituality is a journey into self-awareness and self-responsibility. So the old type of relationship helped the old humanity survive by focusing the attention of the participants outward onto circumstances and people in order to change them. But the new type of relationship enables us to grow spiritually by focusing our attention inward onto the interior causes of our painful experiences and destructive actions in order to change them, and onto the interior causes of our blissful experiences and constructive actions in order to cultivate them. Wow. So old humans in search of spiritual growth escaped the distractions of circumstances and people by retreating into monasteries and nunneries. That's how they came about. They were on that spiritual path, and the only solution was to pull away from society. But with the emergence of the new humanity, isolation has become counterproductive. It prevents the very interactions that are necessary for our spiritual development. Before, few individuals were interested in growing spiritually, and every relationship formed around a common goal. But now, there are millions of us attracted to harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life. Within a few generations, all humans will strive for spiritual growth. And we are already creating relationships that are quite different from the old type in order to support our spiritual development. And I will tell you that the relationship that I have with Dr. Reggie, and it took some time for me to find Dr. Reggie or for him to find me, but it is that relationship for spiritual growth. I was clinging to him for that. I needed that. I would not have survived without it. I would have been very destructive. And that's how the author describes pursuing a life that is external, is that it becomes violent and destructive. And that's what I was experiencing. Had I not found this wonderful man and he agreed to be in partnership with me, because I was not very a pretty sight emotionally. It was difficult for him early on because I had been hurt so much. But I would not have survived. And that relationship of love and harmony, of spiritual growth, has survived 24 years. And we're still growing together. Relationships were necessary to the evolution of the old human species, and they are equally necessary to our evolution, but for significantly different reasons. Relationships help the old species survive. They help us grow spiritually, and as the values and perceptions of the new species emerge in millions of humans, relationships of the old type are becoming increasingly unsatisfactory. And listen to this. We are becoming increasingly interested in self-exploration, self-awareness, and self-mastery. Go to Facebook. Go on Facebook and see what your friends are talking about. See if you can see some of these thoughts emerging in what your friends are talking about. The whole concept of Facebook is about sharing. It's an online experience, but you're sharing. Fulfillment, contentment, meaning, purpose, love, and the joy of contributing to life are taking precedence over issues such as career and lifestyle and money. We are finding it less and less satisfying to blame others for our painful experiences, no matter how much we still want to. But we'd rather discover within ourselves the causes of our painful experiences and change them. We are beginning to recognize the importance of our emotions and intentions of what we do and what we say and why. We are looking for connections between our choices and our experiences so that we can change. I'm so sorry. Someone's trying to IM me right in the middle of this lesson. It's very distracting. We are striving to be the kind of person we want others to be rather than to change others. And we are transforming our relationships at home, at work, and at play into relationships of the new type. So the terrain of human interaction is changing dramatically. Old type relationships have no future, while relationships of new type are appearing everywhere and in surprising ways. And so the scale of this change in the function and the nature and the experience of relationship is enormous, but the reason behind it is even larger. And that's what we're going to cover tomorrow. Why? Okay, so I need you to read Chapter 1, The New Land and New Explorers, and that begins on page 11, takes you through page 21. And I also would like for you to read Chapter 2, The Soul View, which will take you through page 29. Okay? So what I'm going to do now, I have one other assignment. I want you to look at the movie As Good As It Gets and take some notes, but I want you to pay attention to the relationships. And in particular, I want you to pay attention to how the lead character, Melvin, who has OCD, how he changes in this movie, how he softens in the movie, and what causes it. Just take note if you can see some of the dynamics in relationships that we have discussed so far in terms of the old type of relationship and the new type of relationship that is emerging. If you can see those dynamics playing out in this movie and making notes about it. And then go into our forum section on circlesofprosperity.org and share your thoughts. I went back to look at the movie to see if it fit here, and it was just amazing. So I'd like to hear your thoughts about it. I have a couple of people who've pressed 1 in the queue, so let me find out what's going on very quickly. Good morning, 8916, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Good morning, 2527. You're on the air.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you? It's Michelle.
Were you IMing me?
Yes, it was me.
Why didn't you do that?
I didn't pay attention. I thought you just signed on. I'm sorry. I thought you were like some other people who just sign on the computer and are not actually there.
Oh, no.
Like, I think she's actually there. And I thought you would like look at it later on, but it's fine.
Do you have a comment this morning?
I almost cried when you were talking about the manipulation in relationships because, as you know, my own personal nonsense. And I was saying to somebody the other day, like, when does the manipulation stop? Like, when do people, like, stop using us? Like, because there's another friend I have who is going through something very similar, and she was saying the same thing. You know? Excuse me.
You know, I one of the things I love about you, Michelle, is that you do a lot of self-reflection. And so question, I think, is not so much when will other people stop, but when will you only seek having relationships with people that can support you in your spiritual growth?
That's, you know what, and that's another thing. I don't think of that in that term, but, like, I was telling my mom the other night, I'm just so sick of, now, I know this is probably a judgment, but, like, just of people not being genuine. Like, I told her, I remember, like, as much as it's terrible for me to, like, not have any, like, friends at this point, or, like, somebody I, like, not even friends, I mean people I socialize with every day outside of work. It's like, I don't want to be used anymore. You know, like, I'd rather have a friend who I see a few times of a year, and then maybe email or talk on Facebook, than to, like, have somebody in my life that's, like, you know, they're using me because I'll drive them somewhere and take them to a new place and have a new experience because, well, I don't know, I'm just, for myself, I'm independent that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I want to do something, you know, of course, within reason, I'm not going to go to a bad area, you know, but if there's a new restaurant or something new in the area, I'll just take myself, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's, and I'm at that point where it's like, I feel like energy is being, like, sucked out of me, and I just don't want any, like, people, I feel the, like, I've been taken advantage of in a lot of, like romantic relationships, like, friendships. I never thought I was going to say this. Before, I actually see my family as, like, actually being, like, my most, like, solidified relationship at this point.
Right. Well, you know, what you're doing is you're spending time in self-reflection, and that's important. And eventually, and you're learning to identify what relationships support you and what relationships don't. So thank you so much for sharing with us this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good morning. 0411, you're on the air.
I am. Greetings.
Huh?
Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good. My thought on this is something that I've been having thoughts for some time now. I guess before we went through the book, The Wizard, my thought would always be on this type of thinking that if we believe that we are co-creators with God and we are empowered with omnipotent power, then it doesn't matter who we join with, they can accomplish or assist us in accomplishing whatever it is we wanted. But it's almost as if we have fear in that regards, that we're afraid that whoever we join or whoever joined with us or we join with them, they would take us away from that goal that we had in mind. That was always my thought. And what do y'all think about that?
Dr. Reggie?
I think that no matter what, when you learn to discern, and the Holy Spirit gives you discernment with relationships, a lot of people come in from an egotistical standpoint. It's all about me. They're hurting me. Why are they doing this? It's not. It is not. How are you reflecting that? There's a cosmic mirror, and God is in you. And every time you say, I am victimized, I am hurt, you're saying the words I am, which means and translates to God in me is. If you say God in me is hurt, God in me is angry, God in me is pissed off, how can you have a relationship with anybody? So we're learning to look at ourselves, and self-growth, self-development, and self-awareness of something bigger than we are. It goes beyond the brain. It's consciousness. It goes above and beyond just the brain. It's the most powerful thing that we have, is our awareness. When you realize and become a beautiful magnet to who you want in your life, that person shows up. God is not going to be denied in that person and you. You cannot make a relationship work. You can allow it to unfold and to work in you. If you see this person as mean and evil and hateful, they'll always be that way. But stop and look at you and say, you know, what am I doing? What am I saying? What am I feeling? These are all components of my humanness and human being. Let me learn to walk in love on the path of right thinking, right loving, and right action, and all will be well with every relationship.
In prayer.
Father, we thank you for all relationships, no matter how we view them. Let us look at the person of who we are and see through your eyes and only see love. And those people who are crying out for love, mostly are angry. Let them stop being angry and selfish and to see love on every possible level and to warm our hearts, not make them colder. Every person that you created is a divine creation. We're to let them be who they are and let us be who we are. If there's love, let us show that love and let us be the love. And what we're seeking, let us have a sense enough to elevate and to evolve in a divine consciousness. I believe this is so, and so it is.